It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of December. Tis the season to be jolly. Hope you didn't put your smoker or your grill away yet, because I don't know about where you are listening, but where we are, it's still very much grilling season. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
How y'all doing?
Well, better than you.
If you
took
you
a minute to get out to bed this morning. We're running a little late, but here we go.
If you say ho, 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 are you a sexist?
Right. all depends who you're talking to.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it did take me a while to get out of bed, and I'm sleeping alone this weekend. Believe it or not, my bride took off for a week. And
if any of you know Bob from the show, his wife loves to go on little vacation.
She should be a flight attendant.
Right.
Then it wouldn't cost anything.
Right. Yep. But
you could actually make money.
Right. I think it's no reflection on her desire to travel. It might be a reflection on Bob's personality, but we haven't figured that out quite yet.
There's a little bit of truth in all sarcasm.
Right. Yeah.
But there's a lot of truth in that one. My daughter is wrapping up a 3-month gig in New York, and she wants her mom to be out there to go to the party. She does makeup, and she's working for the show called Chopped.
On the Food Network.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, but not really, because you're a foodie family.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, she's doing makeup instead of lettuce.
Right, yep.
So she ain't chopping that. She's chopping up people's skin.
Right.
But so they have a big party at the end of the season.
Tapings and
yes.
stuff. Yeah, yeah, sure.
And she, of course, wants to bring her mother, who is so... You can bring my wife anywhere because she's so good in a crowd.
Right.
She's great to have on your arm, and everybody loves her more than you. It's perfect.
Right. Yep. Yep. Great equation.
It's just the truth. I figured that out after dating her about a month or two up at Ferris.
Right.
Anyway.
Speaking of Ferris.
Yeah.
For our listeners here in West Michigan, if you're a Grand Valley fan, that didn't go so well for you last weekend, but the Ferris Bulldogs are now in the semifinals for the national championship. They won it last year,
mm-hmm.
and it's at Big Rapids today. Game time is 12:30. So
isn't that an amazing story?
Right, and they're going to make a run at it again. They're one game away from the national championship game. So
we should just run up there to the game.
Right. Well, I have some affiliation up there because I'm doing some work for the university.
Yeah, but and you I tried and I to get tick- there.
I tried to get tickets, and they're pretty much sold out.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Can't
I called
you call
up
Dave
there.
And no, get up in the president's suite?
Yeah. Well, Dave retired.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh.
So now we have Bill Pink is his name, and Dr. Pink was the grand the community college president, and then when Dave retired, Bill got the job up there.
I mean, can you imagine the retirement you get when you're the president of a university? Conrad, it might be better than yours and mine.
Yeah, so. Right. Yeah, he was there 19 years, too, so it was good. But anyway, I made a call or two, and, you know, they kind of laughed at me and said, you know, I,
really?
I get it, but.
Really?
Well, it's.
Did you tell them who you were?
That didn't seem to matter.
Grillin', G-R-I-L-L.
Didn't seem to matter.
Yeah,
but.
No, I don't know any gorillas.
Right, yeah. But.
Well, listen, we have I'm doing some catering gigs for Christmas parties.
Well, imagine that. That's
for
kind
Christmas
of what you do,
parties,
right. Yeah.
You know, and that's exciting.
Right.
So we're going to talk. Popping in at the last minute, you know, they're just, hey, we have 50, we got 100 guys or whatever. Can you do something? Can you fit us in? It's like, yeah, I'll stay up all night if I have to
right.
fit you in. Because
you
make rain. How does it make hay while the sun's shining?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Make rain when you're moonshining? I don't know how that goes. But.
Right. But anyway, so, well, we'll talk during the show. We'll talk a little bit about some of the menu items because I think that this is a time of year, one of my favorite times of year for a lot of reasons, but predominantly people are happy when they're eating together. Generally, and so I enjoy.
What do you think, Conrad?
My mouth is full. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I've always enjoyed cooking for and with people during the holidays.
That's so their mouths will be full of food and you can just do all the talking.
Right.
We already know your MO here, Joppy.
Says the caterer who is feeding everybody around him. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I got a cool one for you. We're having another grandbaby. And
so
it's going to be a boy.
Yeah.
And when Alex was born, he's my first boy. When Alex was born, one of my good friends, I had a couple buddies in high school that were foreign exchange students. And one was from Yugoslavia. His name was Misha. And when Alex was born, I wanted to name him Misha. And my wife had a fit. It's like, it's a cool name. It's very ethnic for us, for Finns and Russians. And it's just, it's part of, you know, that's what you do. And she's like, no way. I'm Irish. It's okay to have a, you know, all the Irish crap.
Okay. So,
this baby is going to, Jordan's going to name him Misha. And his middle name is going to be his brother's first name.
Oh.
Misha Alexander.
Oh.
That's like totally right off the boat from my people.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'm getting, this is like double payday for me.
And so you've got five granddaughters?
This would be number six, yeah.
Right, and this will be the first grandson. I've got my first grandson on the way, be born late March is when she's due. So we're excited about that, too.
It's nice.
Going to be a fun time.
Late March, that might be like a, well, I don't know when.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, but, I think they're like going to be June probably.
Right. Yep.
Get yours done, then we'll take care of ours.
Okay, yeah, right. We'll do all
that. Paint the house in between there.
Right,
yep, exactly. and then we had fun at Fenn Valley.
Yeah.
Yesterday, cruised
Brian,
up there.
Brian Lesperance, proprietor at Fenn Valley, the guy is an amazing wealth of information. And every time I go down there, and you all should go too, because it's 35 minutes from our Granville studios here, and we're sitting in the winery. It's right down 196, and then you hit 31, and you know, there's just past the Douglas exit. It's the next exit, but look it up and put in Fenn Valley. You get there. But wonderful, wonderful tasting room. Probably 40, 45 varietals of wine that they produce that are all there, and you can taste them
before you
buy them.
You have to go on the tour. You should definitely get down there if you can before Christmas. Just to pick up some really cool Christmas gifts. But more importantly, you got to go there in the nicer weather when they have all the big events going on so you can get hooked up into one of these tours. I'm not a tour guy, okay? I hate tours. Don't put me on a bus, none of that crap. But I'll tell you what, when you go to Fenn Valley and you get that little quick little trip down to the cellar, holy shite. It's something else.
Yeah, you see some things that you read about, but you can see them there in person.
Yeah,
about
you feel like an ant.
Right, feel how the wine is made and watch where it's stored, and you're literally underground in caverns down there where they store it because the temperature's consistent once you get underground, and that's really good for aging wine.
Yeah.
And that's why it's down there, and they have it.
And
you would never know it if you pull in. It's not like they're in a mountainside.
No, you don't see it.
It's all underground.
Yeah, it's like NORAD, baby.
Right.
Do you want to plug today's event there at Fenn Valley? Because today is the 5th annual Sip and Shop Artisan and Craft Market. That's today, 11 to 5 at Fenn Valley. They're offering extra 5% off a case or more.
Wow.
And,
an extra 5% off.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got 20.
Because they've got case specials.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yep. 20 local vendors, and you know, they're getting in the holiday spirit. So we salute you, Fenn Valley.
Shoot, we should have waited a day. We could have got extra 5% off.
Right, yeah.
Dang it, Brian.
But thanks, Conrad, because how relevant is that? If you're listening this morning, they'll be there all day, and it's a great little ride right down there. You'll enjoy yourselves. And I know that they'll have some really, really unique gifts.
Well, what I wanted to say is when you're in that cellar, you're so small compared to these giant bats. I mean, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kid or kind of thing. You know, you're walking around. The ceiling's what? 40 feet tall.
Wow. Right.
And it's a basement.
Right.
I mean, the ceiling's 40, 50 feet up. I don't know what, but these tanks have to be at least 25 feet tall and just giant. And you're standing next to it, and it's like, wow, that's a lot of wine.
Yeah, it is.
And there's
several of them.
There's 30 of them.
Right, yeah, right, exactly.
It's like, I feel like I'm in a missile silo.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive into a little holiday food, maybe a little techniques and tricks to get your bird just right. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.